The Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's a song about some of y'all's socks right now.
Who is this?
They're from Louisiana. They had a song called Desperately Wanting. They also had a song called Good.
I give up.
The initials of the band are BTE. And the first word's better.
Better than Ezra.
Hey.
Ah. They had more than one song.
Desperately yeah. Wanting is one of my favorite songs.
That's a good one. I remember being in middle school when it came out. I swear. I had a little radio on the bus.
What did you swear a while ago? And I was like, you're full of crap. Uh-huh. And you're like, dude, I'm serious. I swear to God. And I was like, yeah.
I remember.
What was it?
It was the interaction I had with a squirrel recently.
Oh. Damn it.
That's what it was.
Damn it.
Do you want to do that now?
You might as well. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I mean, it's nothing really huge.
It's a really funny thing that happened.
That you don't believe, but whatever.
No. I was telling you a story, and I felt as though you were trying to pull a page on me where it turns into a literal number one contest.
You know what? I would never do that to you.
Paige said yesterday that our impressions make her sound like she has a lisp. It's not. It's not. It's just the way you talk.
This is.
I don't speak like that.
Yeah, you do. It's fine.
Just give me the look.
But I was saying that.
Trying to make you sound hornier.
You know what?
You know what?
You know what?
Guess what, big boy?
Hello. I was over at Hey Babies to take her to the doctor. That's my mama. And, hey, baby. And,
oh, you can get one.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. She's in the garage area, and I was looking at her backyard, meaning literally her backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And, because she had trees had fallen a while back, and I was just looking. And I was like, good Lord, mama. That is one of the biggest squirrels, maybe if not the biggest squirrel I've ever seen. She can't see anything at this point. She's in the garage. Aww. And I'm like, is it that gray one? And I was like, what? She's like, there's an old squirrel back there. Been there for years. Big old fat thing. I said, I don't think he's gray. I think he's just regular squirrel colored. Whatever that is. Which it might be. It's like a brindle. I don't know. I was like, this sucker is huge. Like, I don't know how he can jump through the air, or even branches would hold this sucker. He's a big old fat thing. Let me see if that's that gray. Your daddy used to call him something like that.
Oh, he's that old?
Yes.
I don't know how long a squirrel can live, though.
She comes over there. You know, she's on a walker. I've named it Smocky. Those who know, know.
Does that have tennis balls on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's on her Smocky walker, and she goes, I'm going to see if that's not Ernest. I'm trying to remember what your daddy used to call it, whatever the name was.
Oh.
Old squirrel, old fat squirrel. She comes around there and gets right at the gate. Where is it? It's like right there. You don't see that? Oh, my God, Matthew, that's a cat. Ah, it's a cat. Because my mom is scared to death of cats. Like she said since I was a young boy, if you ever want to kill me, lock me in a room with cats. Oh, I'm like, why are you giving me the blueprints? You're like the dare coming to school to show all the kids what drugs look like so you buy the right ones. It's a cat, Matthew. Why'd you do that?
How did you not know?
Because it looked like a fat squirrel.
It must be a little cat.
No, it's squirrel. I'm so used to seeing meth head looking squirrels or like AIDS squirrels. Like squirrels that look like they are squirrely just trying to get squirrels. That nut literally just to survive.
Yeah.
Any chance eat something.
Diddy was talking about something else when he said a fat squirrel.
I don't know. Maybe. Well,
I got a lot.
He named him Ernest. Yeah, it's like they can't be the same. I don't know what the lifespan is on a squirrel. I'm pretty sure it's not 15 years. But maybe.
Maybe it's a relative and you just assume it's.
That's Ernest's grandson.
Yeah.
Ernesto.
I'd like to find out real quick. Hey, Suri, how long does a squirrel live for?
Adult squirrels can generally live between 5 to 10 years in the wild and up to 20 years in captivity. And
what? Captivity. That's like their real age. Stop.
Does that mean in jail? You're in squirrel jail.
It's got to be. Jail. I've got so many squirrels
hard,
where I live.
Hard time.
They're out. When you go out back, it's a courtyard. You see everybody's patios.
Common space.
Shout out, Tony. So
green space.
There are a lot of trees out there, and I got a bird feeder. So
they like that.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Is it yours?
Yeah. And so what the squirrels will do is they'll shake the pole. They'll try to shimmy up it, but you got to put Vaseline on the PVC pipe.
Yeah.
But if you don't keep it daily greased, they'll still get up there.
They catch on and like spin around like well, this on one, for dear life.
They will, but this one doesn't spin, so they'll just hang up. Oh, they'll hang from the pole and reach over. Well, at this point, I'm like, yeah, I just shake some out and just put it on the ground, so they'll all come up and eat. Well, there's this one squirrel that I have a sliding glass door, and it's right by my part of the couch, so I'm sitting right here. I'm like less than a foot between the door and the couch.
Your wife make you crack the sliding glass door sometimes because you've been breaking wind?
Oh no. Mm-hmm. I save all the farts for upstairs.
Your house, your rules.
So the squirrel comes up. I swear to God this happened.
Oh, this is where the swear to God comes from. I was like, you ain't supposed you need to swear to God. That?
The squirrel gets so close to the sliding glass door that he can't really see. He stands up, and I promise you, he put his hand over his eyes so he could see through the window.
He's peeking like peekaboo.
These squirrels are so
used. Horse crap.
These squirrels are so used to people.
You're talking about almost like the salute?
Yes. That was also the first time I ever saw a squirrel's nuts. Because when he stood up, they were just like
his?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you get aroused?
They were just hanging. I was like, whoa.
Must have been an old squirrel then.
Look, you're hitting me with two things at once. The squirrel's
it's
looking
like
in.
He was standing on the end of a boat looking for land with his hand up there.
Yes. That's exactly what it was like. He was looking in, but I...
Was his other hand on his hip?
No.
Was his tail swirling from side to side?
It should have been covering his nuts because I couldn't believe what was going on.
I was proud of them.
I was seeing that plus seeing the squirrel look in.
Yeah.
And then he didn't do it for long, but he went away. But they're nuisances, man.
He was looking for a snack.
We got pots out there. You got to put forks in the pots so they don't bury their nuts.
Well, they literally go and – now, again, are you talking about the nuts they eat or their physical hangers?
The nuts they eat, which could be the same thing.
So they go and hide them in your plants?
Yep. They'll root through it like a pig would.
And you put forks in there and that'll poke them in the butt.
No, you put them
up. Or maybe catch them right in the nards.
You put them upside down. Mm. You can do it with 2-liter bottles, but, you know, it looks stupid. Sometimes it'll stop them. They won't just bury them in the ground. And these suckers know where they're at, too. And they put so – I'm telling you, they get so close that you can see kind of how they operate.
Yeah.
I saw a squirrel put like 5 acorns in his mouth. His mouth gets huge. He's just walking around with them. I'm like, this guy's going
to
choke.
He's like Triple H walking in the ring with his mouth full of water.
Pretty much.
Where he squirts all the water out of his mouth.
But they like the bird seed, so they all come for that. I don't have any white squirrels like people in Brevard lie about.
Oh, look at you segregating squirrels. They do lie about that.
They don't exist.
No, I mean, there's been a couple, but people, I saw the yeah, you didn't. Yeah, you didn't.
I've never seen him in Brevard, and I'm a Brevard quite often.
Yes. The squirrel was impressive. What he had going on.
Would it not be an albino squirrel?
That'd have spots then, right? Spots on his back. Like the Alien Nation characters.
Oh, God.
Remember that show?
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, yes.
A freak. I'm telling you, man, the squirrel looked through like he was looking, because the sun was blocking his view. He wanted to see me sit on the couch.
He put his hands up over his... Well, his one hand.
Yep.
As if the sun was in his eyes.
He's like, what you got going on in here?
What
you got nuts?
It's not too far-fetched that he would do it, but you don't think a squirrel would figure out how to. But is that a thing you'd have to figure out? It's like a reaction, right? You're trying to block the sun.
Dude, do they have, like, serious question. Do they have eyebrows? Squirrels?
I don't know. Maybe.
Eyelashes.
Do they have eyelashes? I got that compliment as a kid. I hated it. I'm
dude,
like,
that's,
shut up.
That,
you got long eyelashes. Okay, what am I going to do with that?
I was told that as an adult man, like by several women,
because
they would say.
If you're nice and long, we hate you.
That's what you
That's what it would be. And I'm like, so out of all this? This is what you've chosen to compliment. Like, you're just looking for a compliment.
Now. Exactly. When there's nothing else, obviously, to compliment, you look for the eyelashes.
Yeah, real pretty face.
Boy, you have amazing eyelashes.
See? Now, back then, growing up, like, how am I supposed to, you know, get a little action if I got long eyelashes?
You just sit there and say, hey, you want to come over to my house tonight? And you sit there and bat them eyes at them.
Say, you want to go to the skating ring and hide in the corner?
Yo, women got to chill out with them. I'm talking to, not you, Paige, other women. All chill out with them eyelashes. God, I mean, dog.
Or those fake eyebrows.
The eyelashes look like they literally, like, butterflies flew up into their eye sockets, and it's sitting there like Madame Butterfly opening. Like, it just, it looks creepy. It looks like Little Shop of Horrors, that plant. That's what your eyeballs look. And know, then they'll be all wonky, like hanging off. Like, oh, y'all, who you think you tricking? You went to, you left work on Friday, you came back, and now you've got like jerry curl eyebrow eyelashes. Like, they're just hanging out all like, and the thing, oh, God.
You can have normal eyebrows, too. It's okay. You don't have to have them, like, exacto cut
no.
to your face.
No, that doesn't look real. When they're perfect like that, they don't look real.
Now, you but better then have again, some.
Is it true, Paige, they say that if a woman does pluck her eyebrows enough, that they it will stop growing, and then they have to start drawing them on?
Sometimes this happens. Like, you know, if you shave your eyebrows.
Or they tattoo them. Get permanent. That's weird.
And they talk crap about Post Malone and Jelly Roll, but they got fake eyebrows tattooed on there.
Because they'll laser off their bikini line too. Those are the same people that get the tattooed or the microblading. Yeah, hurts. Eyebrows. The whole forest is gone.
It looks good microblading if you have someone who does it right. But I don't like big thick eyebrows.
You know how they do it though? They take a laser. They go from the back of the crack to the front. All
well,
the way
they
up.
Don't.
Yeah, that's how they get it on.
God.
They got
a fun video game to play. But doing it in real life could be slightly dangerous.
From Nintendo, it's Bush Lasers.
My God. Wow, look at this. I just received this text. Unbelievable. Unlike other animals, none of squirrels have eyelashes to tell the difference between a male squirrel and a female squirrel.
Well, I can tell you
none of the squirrels have eyelashes to tell the difference. I don't understand that. Thanks for the
yeah,
text,
I don't either.
So I don't understand.
If I didn't see his bag, I wouldn't have known he was a dude squirrel. And it was, yeah.
Oh, his, yeah.
He had a lot going on.
His bag.
He was dragging it across the patio. I felt bad for him.
Unlike other animals, none of the squirrels have eyelashes to tell the difference between. I don't get the text.
I feel like that was some eighth grade book report that kind of just popped up.
Oh.
On the Google search.
AI is so smart. All right. Thank you on that. Squirrel talk will continue.
Really happened.
You don't have to swear to God. I believe you.
All right. Because that's why you do that.
I think that you may be over-embellishing the fact that he had his hand over his...
That was the story, though. That's what made it, like, special.
You're
he really
almost
did
kind
it.
Of human by doing that.
That and his big nuts.
I it think was you both. Like the latter.
You hit me with a double whammy. I'm like, I can't process all this.
Were you jealous? Jealous of a squirrel.
He's almost like Captain Morgan sitting there just looking out. Like, oh, what do we have really in here? Oh, Jeremy's home. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Jeremy.
It's me.
Hello.
I wasn't jealous. I would have showed him something bigger than the size of his head.
All right. We will take a break. We can go on the live stream now. Facebook and Instagram, and then the other ones after the fact, because we can't go live on those. You'll be able to watch and chat in the live Facebook fussin', and it is next.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Some of them been screenshot by you, the P1s. Sent in anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And I'll remind you of this. names have been changed, as they always are, to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Pageant clap.
God, come on. There you go. There some fingers, spear fingers.
Go team.
Yay.
Where are we broadcasting this live at, live video stream?
So we are on Planet Facebook, which is facebook.com/933 the planet. And Rise Guys YouTube. YouTube.com/Rise Guys.
Go and follow and subscribe and things like that.
No.
Hello to everyone in the chat room. Hey, Coach.
Coach.
I would say hello to Coach first. Coach is always there. We can depend on Coach.
Lady Marine's always there. Looper's always there watching on his TV.
Looper's the one who sent me that text that I couldn't quite grasp or understand a moment ago.
Was it in Korean?
Nope.
Because he is Korean.
Part Korean. Okay.
South, not north.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn it. I'm finishing something.
That's all good.
I forgot I had two lines in this one particular role, so I'm highlighting the colors. All right, here we go. Scene number one, Facebook fussing. Playing the role of Buff Slutman is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Punkin is Matt Man. Playing the role of Elizabeth Liz is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Snuff is Paige. And also playing the role of narrator is Paige. And action.
Buff Slutman posts the following on Facebook.
Man, I'm hungry. Hey, ladies. Who's going to cook me some dinner when I get off of work? Scratching chin emoji, crying laughter.
Yeah, man. Good luck with that, Black. LOL.
I'll cook for you, but there's a catch.
Yeah, there always is. LOL.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid to ask, but what's the catch?
Well, I'll cook for you. But you gotta blank me first. Two winker emojis.
Hello. Two big eyeball emojis.
Dude. Yeah, damn dummy. If you ain't sliding in them DMs right now, post a gif of Ricky Henderson sliding into second base.
Well, I tell you, that was blunt AF, LOL.
Well, you know me, I'm a straightforward person. I just say what I want.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, I think I was a little too forward for old BS, two crying laughers. Talking about you, Buff Slutman.
Trust me, you weren't too forward with him.
Not just too forward, but maybe a bit thirsty. I think we could agree, actually. A lot of thirst, we can agree.
That's cute. I give you that, I guess.
Thanks, middle finger emoji.
Oh, hell. Cat fight.
No, I don't do that. Not on Facebook, anyway.
Well, I don't fight girls anymore, so.
Hey, hang on now. It was just a joke, everybody. I can cook, really.
You can't call that cooking.
See, now, that's the problem with Facebook. People take it just too damn serious. You see the reaction I got just for talking blank. I can't even right now. I can't even right now, three crying laughers.
Well, I mean, it's public, so if you want to look trashy, then that's on you, baby girl. You wear it well, though.
Wow. Wow. You probably don't feel too good right now, I understand. But if you remove that stick from your ass, then maybe you'd feel better. I am not bringing or banging your man. I mean, you'd know if I was. You know why? Because you'd never see him again. And if you don't like it, step off. Because I'm going to talk blank to who I want to, and you can just keep scrolling, 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 scrolling. Huh?
Her man? Wait a minute now. I got a girlfriend now? Scratching chins emoji. No, he's not my man. He could be. And he'd be damn happy if he was. But good luck with your approach. Maybe try another one. Ho, I'm single AF, BTW.
How are you single?
Duh. Everybody can see why. Because she's such a bitch on Facebook, that's why. Note to you, Liz. You can blank my ass blank. I was joking. Don't worry about what does not concern you.
Anything on your body is probably like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. It's just going to get lost anyway.
All right, bye, ho, with an E, like a tool you'd use in the yard. Have fun being alone tonight.
Eat a blank.
Yo, bitch.
I'm single because I know my worth. I won't settle for just anybody. I got a good job and no kids, so I'm definitely a catch.
I slide with Les on this one. Sorry, Pumpkin, but I think she's got you messed up. Worse than a cricket in a hubcap. Besides, Les, if you're looking, I'd love to take you out. That's okay.
No thanks. Have you seen your face? Burn, fat ass. Crying, laughing emojis.
Whatever, whore.
Insane. You know, only the names were changed in it. That was a literal conversation that people had about dinner. You say, oh, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? What's it going to go to? It turned into that.
Well.
It turned into that.
Yeah. He must be pulling it. Old Buff Slutman.
What a name. How'd you come up with Buff Slutman?
That was part of the character.
Oh.
I don't know. He's just kind of, it's like appeared to me. I think I said Buff Bagwell. What a slut, man. Because he was, there was a time he was a man whore. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to talk about
it. The Missy Hyatt days.
I think it's literally how I came up with it.
All right. Well, I'll give you the back story on how I came up with these names. Scene two. Playing the role of ugly Bobby Eaton. It's Paige. Playing the role of Jocelyn Cox. It's Fat Boy. Playing the role of Jonathan. It's Matt Man.
That's a good name.
Playing the role of Sammy Salsa.
That's
Fat
one.
Boy.
That's the funny one.
Playing the role of Chubby will be Matt Man. And action.
Jocelyn posts a picture of a woman and a man standing beside a station wagon with the caption, RIP, Mom. It's been 23 days, but I can't forget you quick so fast. Here's Mom with some famous TV guy. She won that station wagon on the game show, and she was lucky they brought.
That's Dix Van Dyke.
Excuse me? That's my mom. That's her station wagon. And what did you just call me?
Sorry, I typed that wrong because I almost exclusively talk to text because, well, I'm lazy as all get out.
Okay.
I'm Chubby.
I don't even know who you are. Chubby? First off, okay. And third, you need to watch the slurs, okay? I have a very diversified portfolio of friends, so read and heed.
Sorry to intrusive Jocelyn Cox, but Chubby is actually 100% correct.
No, he's not. That's not a van. It's a station wagon. And my mom was not into women or sports. And who the hell are you?
Well, then allow me to introduce myself. My name is Jonathan.
Okay, I still don't know you. I have my S set to private. What the hell?
I actually S'd my privates before.
Hey, man. How much are you asking for the van, man?
I'll throw my app in the ring and offer $500 if she runs.
What? She doesn't run. He's died. Read the caption. And it's a station wagon. Not a van, man. Who are you people? Some guy named Sammy Salsa? One named Ugly Bobby Eaton and some 90-day fiancé reject named Chubby?
Hey, I never applied, so you can kiss my hog head.
That's my favorite deli meat.
Hello again, Jocelyn Cox. But did you forget about me?
I still don't know who you are.
Oh, me? I am Jonathan. But to my point, my friend here, Cubby, is right, although he needed a comma in there somewhere.
It ain't Cubby. I hate Chicago. It's Chubby, and you can smooch my gooch.
You know what? I am busy, but maybe later. Jocelyn Cox, as it were, in regards to your listing, you said that is your mother standing with a vehicle and a famous television man, yes?
Hey, Chico, when you said she's dead, are you saying there's no motor or what?
What I'm saying to you, Jocelyn, is the TV man is Dick Van Dyke.
Okay. I know he looked familiar. He was in Mary Poppins and Murder, She Wrote.
No, 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 Ugly Bobby Eaton. No, that was Diagnosis Murder, not Murder, She Wrote. Anyway, que será estos gringos esta mucha freaking muchos locos.
Who the hell do you think you are, Mr. IMDB?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I?
I'm Jonathan.
Hey, any of y'all... Hey, have any of y'all had that foot-long churro from Subway? Like, does it fill you up enough?
I didn't care for it myself, Chubby, but for real. Hey, Jocelyn Cox, if you want to scrap that station wagon or van, man, call me Sammy Salsa.
I asked for a price first up, as a bitch.
What?
That what? Was S-O. She didn't say
what?
S.
What is going on? Who are you people? I was trying to honor my dead mom.
I understand that, Joshua, but you posted it here on Marketplace, not your personal profile.
I was thinking that might be the case.
Ha ha ha, what a dummy. You thought this was your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah? Well, you rub dogs with your daddy. So.
You meant dongs, but you can't type, you dumb fool.
Insane! Sammy Salsa.
Sammy Salsa, who talked like Razor Ramon.
Hey, let me buy that van, man, yo.
Poor ugly Bobby Eaton. Hung like a horse, but he... He can't talk worth a damn.
He struggled a little. S.O.
What you just heard was real. I don't know that the joke hit. I don't know the joke hit.
It's one of those that kind of gets you later.
Maybe you read it and get it. I admit that.
Simmers for a little bit.
Oh, me? I'm Jonathan. What you just heard was real. There's real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by Tim Looper.
Loop!
Anonymously, of course. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hello, staffing agency. This is Jessica speaking.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Don. Don Kidong. I'm calling about the position that you have available. I guess it's the clerical / receptionist. I mean, I know that's,
yes.
I know that's
yes.
typically a female's job, but I'm from...
But it's fine.
Well, I'm from Roebuck, and I come from a long line of Kidongs that have some experience in that particular category, that career. And words per minute, what are you guys looking for?
I mean, well, essentially the norm for this type of position is 95 to 100 words per minute.
Okay.
So if you can manage that, you should be fine.
I'm proud to tell you that I can do between 105 to 110, no mistakes.
Okay, great. That would be excellent.
Would it be possible to come by for an interview, let's say, this afternoon?
Sure.
Okay. I need to go ahead and tell you this before I come. I just don't want any surprises when I come by there.
Okay.
I was actually born with this rare condition. I was born without arms.
Okay. Do you tap with your toes? I mean, I'm sorry.
No. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me give you a little example, okay? I mean, I know you can't see, you know, what I'm doing, but you can at least hear, I guess, the way I stroke the keys. Here we go. What do you think?
Well, that's pretty fast, but
and
you know,
without arms.
I understand, but like, is it with your toes? I mean, we can. I don't know how that works. I'm sorry.
No,
I've never ever heard of condition or anything. I don't know if you're joking with me.
No, I was on Maury Povich one time. I don't have hands. I don't have arms.
Uh huh. Okay. So what do you use then?
I type with my.
Oh my God. Okay.
Hold on. Okay. I know it's hard to believe. I'm just gonna.
It is.
I'm
definitely hard to believe. I think you're joking with me. You're just pulling my leg. I don't know who you are.
I'm not pulling your leg. Listen. Hold on. Here we go. See? Impressive. You got it.
There must be somebody else there.
Oh, God. No, actually,
that's,
you know what?
Not you.
Crap.
That's not possible.
I gotta get my
white
out. I made a mistake here. I actually meant to go with a small P.
That is
P,
absolutely
but...
not possible. You're joking. This is a prank. And I definitely do need to see this. Like, I'm not sure that I can place you just because, yes, people will think it's weird, but I need to see that.
Oh, this is not a joke,
you're
honey.
Not joking around.
Listen to this. You ready? Get my knuckles to pop, guys. Okay, here we go. What do you think?
No, I'm amazed, but I still don't believe you. I mean, you need to come in this afternoon. Like I said, I can't promise anything. I can't promise you a job. But man, if you have that kind of talent, you need to come into the office. For real.
This is like some kind of harassment, to be quite honest with you.
I'm not
you can't
you.
You can't place me with a job, but you want to see me type
I said
with
I
my...
I can't promise, maybe, but like, I definitely need to see it because I think...
You know what, you don't understand the life I have to live. Everything I do, I have to use...
I'm not being
I have
rude
to use
you.
My... to do everything in life. Mm-hmm. You should see me at a Chinese restaurant.
All right, I'm sorry. I can't believe that you're doing what you say you're doing. I can't believe that you're using your... to type.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.